With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. The Colorado Water Conservation Board has awarded an in-stream flow water right on the Dolores River between Gateway and Uravan in southwest Colorado. During a meeting in Montrose Tuesday, the CWCV voted unanimously for the in-stream flow, which is for up to 900 cubic feet per second during spring and lesser base flows in the winter. In-stream flows, as their name indicates, are designed to leave water in streams and lakes to benefit wildlife, fish, and habitat. They are junior to previously existing water rights. Conservation groups hailed the decision, saying it will help keep three native fish species in the Dolores from being listed as endangered. However, some water districts had opposed the move, saying it would hinder development. In another river-related story, a recent survey of trout populations in the Animas River found good news and bad news. Colorado Parks and Wildlife reports that it conducted an electrofishing survey in two river segments in Durango and one stretch in Silverton in recent weeks to assess fish health after last month's Gold King Mine waste spill. The good news was that the surveys found no acute effects on fish from the spill, and total fish biomass increased. The bad news was that much of that increase came from routine stocking. The number of large fish remains low, and there is little evidence of natural reproduction by trout. Biologists say the Animas River in Durango is harmed by the ongoing flow of tainted water from upstream mines, runoff from golf courses, lawns, and city streets, and drought. And in a hearing Wednesday before the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works regarding the Gold King Mine disaster, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett called for funding for a water treatment plant in the mining area, as well as reform of the 1872 mining law. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.